Now, I was not here on Tuesday, amen, and I did receive an email, amen, and I didn't read it, amen, amen, and I see now it was on purpose, amen. It was what Lord was working with me and preparing me for, amen, in the Gospel of Luke, amen, chapter 11, verses 5 through 13, and what he gave me. For those of you who need titles, pray, prayed, praying. Yeah, yeah. Pray, prayed, praying. Yes. And until I sat with the Lord in this lesson, amen. I didn't realize Jesus had been doing all of that. He'd pray. When he'd come through something, he had prayed. Amen. And in the midst of things, he was praying. Yes, yes, yes. And some folks still think that prayer is only useful when there are problems and situations. But if you've really been walking with Jesus for a little while, you will understand that prayer is necessary when you are having your best day. Somebody says, well, that doesn't even make sense. Well, yes, it does. Because when you're feeling good and happy, cheerful, everything's going well, the toast didn't burn, you got to work on time or school, class was great, no challenges really. You were able to drive to and fro, but that's when the mind can tend to wander and think on just how great we are. Instead of actually focusing on just how good God has been. Amen, somebody. Truly, these are praying times in this November. I hear you, Rev. You got to be kidding me. Here it is, October 20-something. Amen. 2018, right? And some of the things that were happening in 2008 are still happening. Confirmation that we can't stop praying. Yeah, some of the headlines of the week, there were pipe bombs mailed to some political leaders, many of them, too many of them. How many people know one is too many? There's a polio-like. It's not even polio, it's a polio-like illness that's taken out babies, children dying daily. That's all the headlines this week. Mm-hmm. The opioid epidemic. Well, it hit the right house. Because until it landed on Capitol Hill in some of their houses, it was a crime in the low-income neighborhoods. But now you got senators, governors, mayors, their children are hooked on opioids. Now it's a disease. Interesting. Reports that the Catholic diocese was aware of more than 300 Catholic priests accused of sexual abuse. And now the federal government, they've begun an investigation, but they have to tell them to stop destroying evidence. Pray, prayed, praying. This week there was a young girl, and I don't watch this man because I don't believe him. I don't trust in him. Phil, a.k.a. Doctor. There was a young girl on his show filled with self-hate. Sad. And it brought tears to my eyes. I was hurt for her. And her mother is the one I really prayed for, because she didn't know where to take her daughter, who's clearly struggling and having an identity crisis. She didn't know to take her to the house of God, where she could have a pastor counsel her, a church family love on her, and teach this young girl that she is fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, have mercy. She needs to go to a yes, I'm not telling you she doesn't need counseling. Get counseling. There's nothing wrong with counseling. Amen. But you still need a Bible teaching, Bible preaching, Bible living church. You need Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole? Whole all over again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. She needs to understand that someone ought to help her see that she's not beautiful, or her beauty isn't based upon how she's made up, more on who made her. Yeah. When you understand who made you, there's no crises. Hallelujah. So somebody teach this child. I remember it coming up recently in our Sunday school lesson. Jesus said over, and God said rather, over in Genesis 1 and 26, he stopped creating the world out of nothing and said, let us make man in our own image. Hallelujah. And then what does that mean? He said, not only is his image, but his likeness. Yeah. So you tell me, amen, it don't matter how tall, short, amen, wide, thin, amen, it matters not, amen, the color, the creed, it doesn't matter. I was made by God. Hallelujah. And I was made in his image and his likeness. Hallelujah. Therefore, I am beautiful. Now, really, this time, normally I don't pan the congregation, but I wanted to see if our young girls responded to that. Because you need to understand that right here and right now, you are already beautiful. It doesn't take some jackleg across the street, don't have two nickels to rub together, can't buy penny candy. And we're here to tell you that God loves you. Hallelujah. You are loved. Hallelujah. You are already wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't need a helpmate, but if God sends you one, so be it. Somebody ought to be praying on that right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Girls and boys, wait on them. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Now watch this, Bishop. Some of you older folks that are single, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and the Lord will strengthen your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray. Lord, have mercy. Prayed. Still praying. Lord Jesus, thank you. So, but when you recognize even all that you know about God and his, how he created us and how heaven agreed to make me, Okay, I'm sorry. That one was for me. Hallelujah. God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost said, let us. And they agreed. Hallelujah. And they made man. And then blew in the breath into their nostrils, and man became a living soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And even after knowing all of that, here's where the problem is and why we can't stop praying. Ecclesiastes 7:29 says this, lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions, a.k.a. devices, a.k.a. foolishness. Say, God made us great, but the Bible said we seek out foolishness. Have mercy, Jesus. Don't stop praying. Hallelujah. So let's go to our scripture verses. John chapter 11, verse 5, keep your Bible open. He said unto them, which of you have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight, an inconvenient hour, strange times, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him? Who does that? So he's basically saying, I was caught off guard. I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared to do what is natural to do, what we are called to do. I wasn't ready to show hospitality. And this simply cannot happen. And I know it's inconvenient for you, and I know I'm troubling you at all the wrong time. I didn't come and ask you for prayer just after you finished shouting. I didn't come and ask you if I could have some chicken just when you came back from the grocery store. I didn't come to you and ask you to give me a word just after you left Bible study. I came when you just got home from work. You hardly want to see the people you live with. Never mind somebody else. Midnight. What's your midnight? Yeah. When is it inconvenient for folks to come to you and need prayer, need encouragement, need support? It's inconvenient. Oh, God. But he was persistent, was he not? I can't go back home without this bread. Amen? So, verse 7, now watch this. He, from within, the man in the house, Lord have mercy, shall answer and say, trouble me not. Now, mind you, don't say this as pleasant and sweet like we try to. And he said, trouble me not. How many of y'all are awakened in the middle of the night and will actually answer somebody? If somebody knocks on the door, mom, you know where the remote is? And your response will be, trouble me not, child. It's going to be a misunderstanding in that house that night. Amen. Because the first thing, you can't respond really, because what you're doing is processing, I know. You ain't just knock on my door and wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning because you can't find the remote. Let me make sure I have that right. And I'm telling you, it's going to go all kinds of wrong. Amen, y'all. Is it just me? Amen. Thank you for telling God the truth. Amen. Yeah. So he was angry. Trouble me not. The door is now shut. I turned off the oven. Listen, I can't help you. My kids and you gonna mess with me? My children asleep? Really? And yet the Bible doesn't say that his neighbor left. Oh, wait a minute. He didn't say he was his neighbor. He said, that's my friend. Everybody want to have I found a friend in Jesus. Well, that's one relationship. But after receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you have to work on this relationship. Amen, somebody. Lord, have mercy. So he says to him, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. Jesus said, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, wait a minute, because he is his friend, didn't say he didn't give it to him. He's not giving it to him because it's his friend. He said, yet because of his importunity or shameless, he doesn't want to be shamed. Mm-hmm. He will rise and give him as many as he needeth. The angry man, he kept coming. His friend was not leaving. His friend stayed at the door. I need three loaves, three loaves. I need three loaves of bread. Lord have mercy. I have a friend who has come. You have to know and understand that Jesus is talking about himself. Amen. And though God cannot be moved by persistence, amen, however, keep praying. Hallelujah. Keep coming to God. Keep telling him about it because he still supplied that need. And God is saying, if an angry man will give you what you need, so much more I will. Amen. If a friend will bless you with $5, you know that's my limit. I got five for you. Amen. Even if I have a 20, we're going to have to break it. Y'all should still be praying that God get me past that $5. Amen. But I have to be willing to help my friend. But God said, you keep coming and keep coming. Is there a soul in this house that prayed a prayer and God didn't answer right away? And you prayed again and it looked like the breakthrough was coming, but it didn't manifest completely. And you prayed again and it came to pass. Did you tell God, thank you? But did you tell him thank you the first time and the second time? Yes, God. We have to begin, we have to get ourselves to that place that when we are praying, we expect a breakthrough. I expect to be delivered. I expect change to come. But there are things that are based on those expectations. Watch God. Amen. Lord have mercy. So what we have to do is pray the perceivably impossible. When we're praying God for healing and the doctors have said you require surgery, it seems impossible. And doesn't make sense to pray. But how many people have prayed and God healed? No surgery. Because that's the way we believe God. Amen, somebody. We have to pray what's to us impossible. Sons and daughters who are in the far off country. not serving the Lord at all. But you believe God. As a matter of fact, you can already see him in the house of God. You see it in advance. Hallelujah. You've already outlined where they're going to sit. Hallelujah. For some of y'all who like to save seats and sit in the same spot every Sunday, you're going to have to move over. Because my son, my daughter is coming, and they need that seat. Hallelujah. Oh, I made somebody mad in the Holy Ghost now. Hallelujah. I'm still praying. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I prayed. Hallelujah. I'm still praying. Lord, have mercy. Mark chapter 11, verses 23 through 26 says this. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he hath said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Are we listening to God's word here? Lord have mercy. He said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Are we hearing God in here today? Lord have mercy. And when ye stand praying, forgive. Well, now what I have to do with my praying? Because you can't have unforgiveness in your heart and pray to a forgiven God and expect deliverance. Not happening. If ye have aught, because you thought that was me talking, if ye have aught with against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Somebody ought to forgive everybody today. Yes, Lord. Now, I need a witness. I know y'all didn't think you were coming to church to do this much work. Amen. I need one witness. Just somebody be a witness that when you forgave, amen, it loosed multitudes of blessings in your life. Just got to make sure we got this right. You didn't have that, I'll forgive, but I won't forget it attitude. No, that means you didn't forgive. That means you've decided to let it go for a moment. God said he would forgive. God said he'd forgive our trespasses. Are you kidding me? Do we know who we are? And God forgives our trespasses? So truly, whatever that thing was, however bad and deeply it hurt me, I forgive. Hallelujah, because I want the blessings of God in my life. Amen? And I want my prayers to get through. Hallelujah. My prayers are blocked until I forgive. Lord, have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That breakthrough, that change. Hallelujah. Listen. When sinners get to hell, they'll be able to see glory, but can never get to it. So that's how we are when we pray with unforgiveness. We can see what God had for us, but we can't get through it. We can't get to it until we forgive. Somebody ought to forgive right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Be free from that now, God, because I want what you have for me. Amen, somebody. I don't care if it's just peace when somebody shows up at midnight. I want it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, live a life that confirms prayers will be answered. My life says, my life is confirmation that God will answer my prayers. You got to be able to say that. Amen? And only those who live by faith, for the just shall. Yes, Lord. And so we have to walk it. We have to live it. We can't just talk the talk. Amen, somebody. 1 John 3:22 and 23 says this, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment. Brace yourself. That we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Prayers answered. Amen. And yes, you have to understand there are times when you're standing at the line in Walmart where you need to say a quick prayer. Amen. Lord, help me. Lord, just let me get to the car in the name. And especially when there's a toddler rolling around in the floor. My natural reflexes. I want to be Ma Bell and reach out and touch him or her. So what I do, Ashley can be a witness, I'll turn to her and say, if you ever. And then she looks at me and goes, Mom, I didn't do anything. I would never do that. Yes, I know, but I had to say it. In the name of Jesus. Pray for me. But Ashley doesn't have to worry about that because she keeps the rules of 65. I don't have to worry about God not answering my prayers because I keep the rules of 66. Somebody go with me here. Hallelujah. And if you haven't been there, go on and move to 66. I'm talking about the books of the Bible. And then watch God bless you and answer your prayers. But every now and then, you can't do that quick Walmart prayer. You need to lay prostrate before God with your face down. Amen. And prayer, real prayer. Amen. Shut out the world. And no, you don't need an upper room. Amen. It can be your car. Living room, dining room. Breakthrough can come in the kitchen. Amen, somebody. Down in the basement, in the laundry room. Hallelujah. Wheresoever you are. Amen. Believe in God, knowing that you have done all that he has asked you to do. Know that your answer is on its way. Somebody celebrate a yes right there. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a yes in my spirit. Amen. Verse 9 says this. Yes, Lord. And I say unto you, we love this one, don't we? Just about everybody who's ever read the Bible knows this verse. I love it myself. I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. They used to say back in the old day, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. You want something to eat, say so. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And when you knock, keep knocking. Amen, somebody. Don't worry about Satan's little Richard kind of keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Yeah, that took you way back. Don't stay there. Come out. Yes, Lord. knock, 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 as if God doesn't hear. That's not what he's saying. He said, knock, and that door, it will be open. But didn't he say, ask and seek before you knock? So when you're asking God for healing, for deliverance, for breakthrough, for change, for answers, seeking the answer, where? In his word. Please don't ever go outside of the word of God looking for answers to life. Amen, somebody. Knock on the door of heaven. Amen. And I promise you, the answer will change your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I will see the blessings and the greatness of God right here in the land of the living. Amen. My whole life. Amen. I know, like Ty Tribbett said, I'm living to hear two words. Well done. Hallelujah. But until I see Jesus face to face, he's going to bless me right here. Amen. He's going to bless me. Somebody didn't eat that. He's going to bless you right here in the land of the living. Yes, with the paycheck you have now, God will bless you. Hallelujah. Yes, with where you live now, God will bless you. Amen. Yes, with your personal, financial, amen, your health situation, your mental stability, God will heal you, help you now. Hallelujah. There wasn't enough agreement right there. Something changes when we believe God for the easy things. There's a high praise. There's a loud shout. There's great agreement. But when you start talking about those things that seem impossible, that's where we begin to struggle. But believe God for those things that you think can't be done. I know there was a man living in a cave cutting himself. Guarantee you the whole community believed he would never change. And Jesus walked by one time. Hallelujah. Some of us are cutting ourselves, not physically. Hallelujah. But we speak bad things over ourselves. And then come to the house of God and say, now God, fix that. Speak life to your own self in the name of Jesus. How do I have evidence. I've got proof for you right here. It happened today. Thank you, God. I didn't know he was going to use this. Thank you. We're going home in a minute. So today, I have multiple people in my house that use my printer. Amen. And nobody, Bishop, buys ink. So I had what God had prepared, but I hadn't printed it. Yep. And so then the printer said, sorry, no ink. And I really thought it said that, but it didn't. It just says, you are out of whatever that yellow color is. And so I'm not printing. So I said, fine, black and white. It said, nope, not printing. I need that color, and so I'm not going to print. So anxiety, quickly. So let the truth be told. Upset. Yeah. And so all kind of crazy stuff come in your head. Amen. Because you start thinking and take you crazy places you have no business going. You know, I pay for everything in this house as it is. And you gonna tell me when I need to use my printer that I pay for? I mean, now what more can I do? I know nobody else has ever been there. Started walking to and fro. Amen. Seeking whom? But thank you, Jesus. He didn't send anybody in my presence to devour. Yes, Lord. Somebody was going to get it. And in the name of Jesus, God said, well, what are you about to say this morning? So I had to sit down and seek forgiveness and ask God, all right, God, then how do we do this? So he had me trying all sorts of other things. So I called over to Solid Rock Community Baptist Church. Somebody fired up Missy downstairs. Because you got to fire up the printer. That one starts when it wants to. Amen. Got here, still didn't want print. But my anxiety was already gone before I left house. Because what y'all was fitting to see, and I said fitting, what you all were about to see was this 19 by 17 laptop computer sitting right here. Because at that point, God said, I'm going to say what I designed to say. So if you got to carry that whole laptop upstairs, lay it out and say what I told you to say. Those kinds of things happen. In other words, when God has a plan for you and what he said is coming through, it don't matter if it looks strange to somebody else. Get out of your spirit. What are they going to say? I had to be concerned about what God had to say. And it was coming by any means necessary. Amen, somebody. And then what did God say? Well, that was your own fault. I had to eat that too. Because I should have checked the printer yesterday. I should have checked it the last time I preached. That was on me, extreme ownership. And that only comes by prayer and the word of God. Because otherwise, without those two things, I would preserve it, keep it, and say what I had to say this morning, this afternoon. But it's not necessary. I ask God for forgiveness for where my spirit went and for doubting him. I wasn't quick enough in trusting God for giving me a way to bring his word. Anybody helped right there? Amen. So let us close and go home here. Verse 11 through 13, I'm going to need you to read that thing. When you get home, because Jesus showed me in his word that he prayed. Yeah. Over in the Gospel of John, further down, a few chapters down, chapter 17, the entire chapter, Jesus talks to God. And he says to God, because that's how he did, that's the relationship he had, being 100% man and 100% God, he still talked to God, the Father. The Bible says these words spake Jesus, I'm not going to read the whole thing, I can't, and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, Lord have mercy, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. I want that life. As thou hast given him power, look at him, talking about himself, Lord have mercy, in the third person. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this, real simple, for somebody who thought salvation was difficult, it's easy. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, good God, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Father, I'm ready to come back home. Said, I want to look the way I looked before I had to become a baby. Lord have mercy. Lord Jesus, restore me. Thank you, Jesus. And there's somebody's breakthrough right there, seeking restoration. Ask God. Hallelujah. And it shall be done in the name of Jesus. And in the middle, between verses 6 and 10, basically he said, I did what you told me to do. I went where you told me to go. They know who you are, where you are, and how long you've been there. Lord have mercy. But then, Lord Jesus, down at verse 10, oh, he blessed me. Because Jesus said, Reverend Dixon, because I heard you say it earlier today, he began to talk that I'm done language. Hallelujah. He was already back home. Thank you, Jesus. He says, and all mine are thine. Uh-huh. And thine are mine. I love this verse. And I am glorified in us, in them. But look at him. He said, now I'm done. The it is finished really came right here in this verse. In verse 11, he says, now I am no more in the world. I'm finished. Everything I do from here out fulfills scripture. Everything I do from this point on secures eternity. But I'm out. Lord have mercy. I'm done. Lord Jesus. But these are in the world. Didn't he say it? He went on to say, now, and I'm not even praying that they come out. I'm praying that they make it through and that God, the Holy Ghost, be with them and teach them all things, bring them back to their remembrance, everything that God has said. Jesus, right there at that moment, said, I'm going to a special place where I can lift my eyes and say, my voice and say, I'm home. Jesus was ready to go. His departure was at hand. He'd finished his race. He'd run his full course. And so everything he prayed from that point on and from the beginning even was for us. Because he said, I'm done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm encouraging you to be like Jesus and keep on. Hallelujah, helping somebody along the way. Keep on being a good encouragement to the body of Christ. Keep on, Lord have mercy, helping people when it's inconvenient for you. Keep on living for Jesus. It's not good enough for us to come to church and have smiles and hallelujahs, and by the time we get to the car, we don't want to be bothered. That is not God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I work, you work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had to sweat, you sweat. Hallelujah. I had a real bad day. Hallelujah. That will never compare to any of your so-called bad days. But he said, the point is, though, I know you have them. So if you come to me in sincerity, I will hear your prayers. I will set you free. I will bless you. I will bring you out. I will encourage you. I will love you. I will touch your body. I will heal your diseases. I will bring your children. I will pay your bills. I will answer you. I will come through. I will come to Jesus and believe that he will. Now I need some bold folks in this house today that have prayed. Hallelujah. You had a prayer. You prayed. You're still praying. That God will, and you got to fill in what that will. God will, God will, God will. Somebody said he has already. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why the praise is always sometimes broken down into pieces. But you got to give him a whole praise. Hallelujah. Believe in God that you're already delivered. Brother Foster, God will keep your family. Brother Cedric, God will keep you in the body of Christ. Sister Candace, God will get you your transportation. Somebody needs to believe God right here in the name of Jesus. There's a God will for your life. Hallelujah. No, come on and believe him. My God will. Hallelujah. 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 It's on the verge of coming through. And when it does, I dare you to try to stop my praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're going home now. Thank you, Jesus. But I promise you, if you pray, hallelujah, and you prayed before, hallelujah, keep praying, hallelujah, hallelujah, your praise, your breakthrough, your change is already here, hallelujah, hallelujah, but fix the way you're living, hallelujah, fix the way you're believing, hallelujah, you can't be a part-time lover, God don't want it, hallelujah, he's a jealous God, and he'll have no other, hallelujah, in this relationship with you and him, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, all those who believe God for your breakthrough and your deliverance, your answer, your healing, financial breakthrough, that's a big one that keeps trying to hold back the body of Christ. And let's let the enemy know everybody that serves Jesus is not broke. Thank you. We are not here because we're poor. Thank you. We are not here because we have nothing else to do. Thank you. We have not worked ourselves up into a frenzy. Thank you. But we want to say thank you, Jesus. Because had it not been for the Lord, that's exactly where we'd be. In the name of Jesus, I'd be devastated if it wasn't for Jesus. If I had to look at my check, there'd be no praise. But because I look at my check and still tithe, Bishop, on what I'm gonna make, there's yet a praise. So anybody here that's bold enough and trust Jesus enough for breakthrough, deliverance, healing, for your I will, come on, tell him thank you. And give him glory. Come on, thank him. And give him glory. Yes, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will set you free. I will give you peace in the midnight. I will take that ache and pain away. I will be back again. I will step out on the earth. I will call you up to myself. I will take you home to the new Jerusalem. I will give you a mansion on high. I will give you a place of rest. I will, Lord have mercy, love on you like nobody else can. Hallelujah. Anybody in need of love, receive Jesus today, and he will love you back. No greater love. No greater love. No greater love than this, that a man lay down his life. And what was this lesson starting with? A friend. Yes.